Okay, I've written a blog post, now it's time to tweet it. But wouldn't it be great if it had a photo that showed? Because stats do say that photos get more clicks. That's cool, I've got a photo that I used in the blog, but I need to make it the right size. And hey, don't photos show better in certain aspect ratios? I know an app that does that. I can use Canva. So I'll open my app and I'll import the photo by right-clicking, saving and importing it into Canva. I can write the hashtag on it. It'll be great, it'll be cool, and then I can save it to my desktop, go into TweetDeck, write my tweet, add the link, put my photo in, tweet. That takes a long time. Just post the tweet. Hello, social media wombles. Yes, dealing with processes to get media and workflow to or in front of your audience. I'm a perfectionist and it does stop me. As well as my perfectionism, I do have a shocking procrastination complex. And I kid you not, I was the person who didn't quite know what that word meant, but didn't look it up for far too long. And then when I did look it up, recognised the irony of what I had just done. Oh yes, that's me. I deal with it. I'm a recovering procrastinator. I try and use it productively. But then I get to the point, like I am now, where actually, everything that I've got on my list is important. Which order do I do them in? Do I sit and concentrate on one thing for the whole day? But then I feel that I'm neglecting somebody else. So do I do 10 minutes on one, 10 minutes on the other, so that they all never reach a satisfying conclusion? And it's to this end that I've decided to do some dumb work. What you say? Well, my mind has a very difficult job keeping up with. No, my body has a difficulty keeping up with my mind. My mind works faster than my physical body can make the media. That's what I'm saying. And it makes some, but there's so much unmade media. But when I'm working for a project, there's always that little thing in the back of my mind that, who am I going to be working for next? Where's my next invoice going to be sent to? How do I keep up to date with everything? Do I take part in a project in which I'm asked to propose a budget for my work? And it's not that I'm competing with loads of other people. It's just that the projects themselves, when they're submitted, are competing with lots of other people. So I'm going to try over the summer. Sorry about that, just had to pause to navigate some people in the road. I'm going to do some temping from July to September. Because I feel that I need an insight into the working world. Working with social media within the digital social media is great when you're working with the marketing department and the key people behind projects. But as a community manager and a storyteller for the audience, or to help people tell their stories, I kind of feel I need to understand who the audience are. And I realised I'd never really worked in a real workplace since I'd temp for Elizabeth Michael and for the Nottingham Building Society like 10 years ago. So I'm going to see if I can go back to work for 3 months. Just a couple of contracts, probably holiday cover, but I just want to sit in workplaces and just see how social media is, how social media is knitted into the workplace, if at all. There's lots of reports. So yes, I'm just, I do like coming out for a walk because it does relax my mind. I think I may go for a swim now as I'm heading to the pool. I have to review my GP referral for my gym membership. But I just wanted to share that with you. So if you're a perfectionist, if you're a procrastinator, just stop and pick your next moment. Thank you for listening. I'm also really enjoying Snapchat at the moment. So, of course, I'm PCM Creative on Snapchat too. Have a wonderful day.